The Shaker Museum is 600 acres of stillness, of restored buildings and manicured fields. But there's one thing missing.
Visitors come here expecting to see shakers. We have no shakers here.
Funi Burdick is the executive director of the village.
And today when I got out of my car and I looked across and saw Tibetan monks walking across the shaker fields, I thought, how curious, and yet at the same time, they resonate the same peacefulness that I would imagine the shakers would have if they were here today.
Eight monks from the Jopung Gomang Monastic College are spending a week in New Hampshire. It's part of a year-long American tour to raise awareness and also funds for the monastery's upkeep. Jopung was created in 1969 in southern India after a group of monks fled Tibet following Chinese oppression. The monks will build a traditional sand mandala during their stay here. And they'll also take part in a lecture about the parallels between the Shaker and Buddhist traditions. Burdick says the Shakers, a devout and now nearly extinct branch of Christianity, share many ideals with the monks.
One of their famous sayings when someone had stolen corn from their fields was, I guess we need to plant more corn. And I think that would resonate with the Tibetan monks today as well.
One of the monks, Gishi Tsulu, will help lead the discussion. He's 42 years old and says that New Hampshire is the type of place he could get used to.
The old people's life is very nice. Yeah, living in the peace also. They're not very busy, I think. And the place is also very nice. There's also evergreen. There's lots of forest here, around here. So nice, very nice here. Yeah, I like it in New Hampshire.
The monks are staying with Bethany Reed at her house in Concord. On this night, they're preparing to cook a vegetarian meal. Reed takes the crew over to Hannaford's for ingredients. The flowing robes, the shaved heads, they definitely stand out against the grocery store's fluorescent aisles.
What are you looking for? What are you...
Oil.
Any specific type?
Pure veg oil. This, heart healthy.
Heart healthy?
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for, is heart-healthy oil?
After shopping, the monks head back to Reed's home to begin making vegetable soup with noodles. The home is large and well-furnished, but when the dinner is complete, the monks sit on the bare floor in the hallway to eat. Reed, a yoga instructor and nurse practitioner student, says that choice symbolizes a philosophy, a lifestyle that she hopes can help guide her after they leave.
They remind you to be present. They remind you that simplicity is so accessible, and when they're around you, you feel it, and then when it's away, there's an appreciation for it and there's an absence of it.
The monks will continue working on the sand mandala through Sunday. Then, after dozens of hours of labor, they'll dismantle the intricate structure. The sand is swept together and then dispersed during a prayer ceremony. Buddhists say the creation and destruction symbolizes impermanence, of not getting attached to material things. It's a symbol the Shakers surely would have understood. For NHPR, I'm Todd Bookman.